up here. When we come back on for the encore, I'm going to introduce the guys in the band. Most of you probably know them already. Anyway, I'd like to tell you guys something. Most of you probably have heard this before, but I'm very lucky to be here tonight. And the reason that I am is because up there, there's a family who lost somebody really dear to them, and they, at that really intense, painful, grievous moment, agreed to let organs be donated to other people to keep their lives going. And any one donor can enhance or save the lives of 8 different people. So these people are, I mean, I owe them everything, my life, my kids, everything. And I want to thank them publicly, and as every recipient of an organ would like to do. And I'd like to emphasize the importance, not just to me, of course, but to anyone who is suffering, of any one of the millions of people who are suffering from hepatitis C or other liver diseases. The important thing about organ donation is that if you wish to do something like this, you need to inform your family. Because at that moment, if something happens to you and you haven't informed them that you'd like to be an organ donor, then there's no way that they're going to feel really right about it. Because there they are in a really intense situation, and the doctor comes in and says, well, would you like to donate the organs? And most people will be shocked by this. And if they have no direction or indication from the person who's gone, they will generally say, oh no, we couldn't do that. So I urge you, if you wish to be an organ donor, to inform your families. And there are millions, literally millions of people out there who are going to need organs. And so, encourage your friends. And also, there's a tremendous shortage of whole blood. So, and that's easy. You don't have to croak to do that. So anyway, thanks for coming out. Think about what I said. This lady here, Dr. Jane. I'd like to introduce the other guys in this ad hoc organization. On keyboards, Paige McMahon. Anti-gravity guitar, Steve, come on. On percussion, drums, and general rhythm, John Bobo. On downright nasty, dirty, funk guitar, Ray Anastasia.